Hi, thanks for tuning in to A Listening Life, a resource for Christians whose lives are often noisy, frantic, and fragmented. This is for people who want to hear the voice of God, but struggle to do so in the midst of a multitude of demands. It's a way to help you stop and listen. Here on A Listening Life, we will be joining together in a spiritual practice that has been utilized by Christians for centuries and is proving to be valuable for Christians of all traditions. You might have heard of it. Formally, it's called Lectio Divina, which is Latin for sacred reading. This practice of sacred reading is not meant to replace the study of Scripture, you know, where we explore the context of a passage, consider its original language, authorship, etc. That's all good and important stuff to do. But rather, Lectio Divina, or sacred reading, is an amendment to it. Every time you tune into A Listening Life, you'll be guided through this practice of sacred reading. We'll have one short passage that will be read slowly. And then I'll give you a bit of guidance for how you can give it your full attention. Then I'll read it again, followed by one more time to consider and ponder. And then finally, you'll hear that passage one more time. That's right, three times. When's the last time you gave yourself time and permission to read a passage more than once and to read it slowly and prayerfully? When did you last read the Bible with the goal of listening rather than studying or analyzing? Here's a way to think of the difference. Think of the Bible study as a delicious steak dinner where you need special tools and special effort to really get every juicy bite of that filet mignon. Sacred reading is more like sucking on butterscotch candy or Jolly Rancher. There is just no way of doing that quickly. Unless, of course, you want a hefty dental bill. You have to wait and let that candy dissolve slowly. And as it does, your taste buds come alive and it sinks into your being. My name is Tracy Balzer. I'm a writer, a professor, a mother, and I am absolutely drawn by God's invitation to us, found in the book of Isaiah. He says, listen to me and eat what is good. And you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I hope you will join me in pursuing a listening life.